Hello.
Girl's not yet here. Was he in the CC?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
We ended a little early, so there should be no excuse for him to be late to this meeting.
Okay. Maybe he forgot that this meeting is today, but he sent a notice yesterday, so I think he should not forget it. Maybe we can report about the trying to upgrade from or to prepare to upgrade from Chrysnidia to Ramsons. Florian does some things about it. What
Yeah.
version are you running, Shelley?
We right now have Kesnilia
Ah, so that's interesting for you too.
section, and we upgraded to Ramsen CSP6, and we have users testing that.
Okay.
Okay, did you run into any problems?
Let me refresh my memory. I'm trying to pull up a spreadsheet that we have to keep track of our steps when we upgrade. And then I could share my screen and maybe talk about any problems. I feel like one of the things we had problems with was indexing. It was the wording on the release notes is unclear of whether you have to re-index or not, but you really do have to re-index the whole thing. And I know for some of you always do a full re-index. But we don't if we don't if we could get away with it. So I'm gonna share what we have for our Ramsons upgrade. Josh had put together, like, kind of combing through the release notes, like, oh, what do we need to do? So for mod auth token, you have to remove legacy token tenants environment variable. So you have to, like, make sure you read up on that. Or
Makes sense.
we actually we yes, if you remove it, then it'll turn on RTR for everything, but then also keep the deprecated endpoint or something like that. So we're telling everybody else that they have to do RTR, but for our own internal processes, we're sh not expiring our tokens. We'll get to it when we get to Eureka. So then there's other things that we had to make sure that we did, but just like these, okay, this is for Eureka-based environments, so you don't have to worry about that, all these things. This was our upgrade checklist for upgrading our test system. And in here is there's some, internal stuff that you guys probably don't do, but this is how we've managed to deploy Folio. We upgraded Okapi to 6.13. We run a pod called this Folio Kubernetes pod in the cluster, and we do everything. We do all the upgrade steps in this pod in the cluster.
A tools support there. Okay.
Simply makes access easier, potentially, yes.
Let's see. Yeah, we dropped all we unsecured the supertenant so that we could do everything. And then at the end of the thing, we secure it again.
Ah, interesting. I don't think we need that, but that's something I've been meaning to test if is how easy it is to get the auth token, the authorization modules to upgrade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it should
I think
work pretty good as long as you have still the supertenant which is secured with the old tokens. So it's not that much of a problem if you have like the old mod auth. So we have a set of the four relevant modules separately, which we can also run like longer if needed, which the supertenant uses. I need to test the upgrade on that, but the tenants themselves, it's re should be relatively easy. I don't had no problems the last time with our installation scripts. So that can work, but it's a bit tricky. So you simply unsecure the supertenant. Yeah, okay.
We like to make things easy on ourselves. Okay, so we uninstall Okapi and then we reinstall it with one and in dev mode.
Why do you do that?
Why? Because we always have problems with if it's clustered and upgrades, and
Really? Interesting.
it sometimes seems to work better with one Okapi in dev mode.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I think we had same problems part time when sometimes a copy gets out of sync or something like that,
Yeah,
but I don't
there
know.
is some kind of problem where like
Yeah.
some module descriptors could be missing from like the database, and Okapi itself is still running fine, it seems, until you restart all of them. So there is some kind of
There's
synchronization
something
problem, yeah.
weird that goes on. And also like the module would get upgraded, and then we'll be looking at the Okapi log and being like, okay, is it gonna get the message that the module upgraded? How the module says, okay, delete the tenant job for upgrading, and then Okapi is supposed to pick up that message and continue on. And like, I don't know, sometimes I don't know, it just doesn't happen. So we have to restart the module, and then finally Okapi is like, oh yeah, you upgraded. And then I go and I look in the database and the tenants table to see whether or not it really wrote the data that the module was enabled at that version. Otherwise, you get into this stupid state. Okay, so here was one thing that is not very well documented, is if you're running LDP for the MetaDB or whatever. And so in Ramsons, there's mod reporting is the new app, but when you're on Kesnelia, you have to disable
Yes.
these these modules before you
Yes,
upgrade.
exactly.
So we have here just doing like a post to, action disable Folio LDP and
Yeah, that makes sense. Good to know. I should actually. Can you share this document or is it too
LDP.
specific? Because otherwise, I should probably write some things down. I don't think. So the Okapi thing I will check, but the LDP disabling I need to do so.
Yeah. I'll have to look what I
Okay.
if there's anything in here, but yeah, I could probably share it.
Okay, perfect.
So then we uninstall the modules. We uninstall Kafka and delete the PVCs and then reinstall Kafka. We've just found it's easier to do that. And then okay, so there's this migrate inventory storage holdings. That's the link to this required manual migrations. And then we install modules at the new Flower release, and then we wait for them to get all up and running. And then of course the ERM stuff or anything that's using Grails has like the system change lock, federation lock. So we gotta, just if you have to go in and remove a lock or something. Then we have this script that essentially fetches and pushes module deployment descriptors. And then we do this upgrade the modules at the version. And this enable module script does the whatever that post is.
Our Helm charts have something similar, so that all makes sense. You have to somehow provide the correct list of modules and then have the install API call.
So then we constantly curl this Okapi proxy tenant sool install and pipe it to this JQ to get the status of, okay, what's still invoke and what's still whatever, it's done. And then when that's finally done, we have this little compare what's installed versus what we said we wanted to install,
No, just to double check.
Yeah. And then we still use this super user, bootstrap super user Perl script to assign new permissions for our super user. Then we upgrade our platform complete, we secure the super tenant, then we have to uninstall and reinstall Okapi, and then we reinstall everything with prod level, what we call prod level replica sets. So when we do the upgrade, we just make everything one pod because we found just the multiple pods, you end up having to look at multiple log files, right? To find out what stopped where. So we just, after everything's done, we just bump them up all to two or three replica sets. Then we double check that Okapi's clustering. And then there's some of this stuff here. And then after we upgrade, there's some tricky stuff with resetting SSO configurations. And for turning on, so in Kesnelia, we don't have RTR. So this is where we're really turning on RTR. For people, and so there's this whole like get the SAML configuration and make sure you change, use secure tokens to true, and things like that. Post migration jobs. Okay, so this remove instances publication period field from the schema. That's on the wiki page for changes required. It's a async migration job that runs pretty well. Let me see if I have any notes here. Yeah. And then there's this reindex So this is where we kind of ran into some problems. Oh yeah, so there's a new resource name, it's location, and we just thought, oh, we just needed to re-index this with resource name location. And we have a repo where we run, like, it's Rake is this framework in Ruby for tasks, running tasks. And so it just kicks off this like API for re-indexing. We had to, let me scroll over here. After we, I can't quite remember at what step this was. Maybe it was when we finished upgrading or when we kicked off the indexing. We looked at the Elasticsearch, the health of the Elasticsearch cluster, and it was unhealthy. It was red. It wasn't green. They have green, yellow, and red for their health statuses. And so what was happening is, like, with Ramsense, there's all these new indexes that get created, and the cluster needs to rebalance itself. And I put here that it maybe took about 2 hours for all of the nodes that we had to, like, rebalance whatever Elasticsearch is doing. And then we also had to resize the during this rebalancing, we had to resize the PVC to 350 gigabytes.
What's the normal size you
Yeah,
have just for comparison?
you can see my screen still. Okay. Let me look. Let me go to test here. So, like, after, oh no, I can only look at that. So we have it resized here, but it really is only using this much. But, like, the process of, like, moving, copying shards and replicas and moving the different nodes around and stuff, like, apparently it was going up to, I think we originally had it, I'd have to look at the Git blame for what we had before, but I think we originally had it at 200 gigabytes. And it wasn't enough. And we saw in Elasticsearch, it couldn't reassign nodes because it was out of disk space. So we just went with this. But when it all said and done, yeah, it's only running at 65. And we have, that's with like 10 million instances and 14 million holdings or groups and stuff. So,
Interestingly, you only have like three data volumes, right?
yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah, three masters makes sense, but isn't three search engine pods a weird number? Wouldn't four be more efficient? But whatever. So you simply have three and.
We have a even number because we distribute it between two rooms. So that's only because.
Oh, okay. But I thought even with the like shard replication, it would make sense to have an even number.
Well, you can
Doesn't
replicate.
matter.
You can round robin replicate, and so if you have many shards, then. Or many collections, many indexes, then it doesn't matter if you have even or odd number.
Makes
I
sense.
think, yeah, I don't I know we needed I don't I didn't we didn't really get into figuring that out, with, like, oh, we have an even number of shards, and so we want an even number of data nodes. I think we were like, no, we want odd numbers because of voting, but that could be, I don't know. It didn't work with two. So yeah, let me go back to the checklist here. So there was some issues with having to resize Elasticsearch PVCs. And then this, oh, is this getting cut off? Why does this get cut off? Let me reload the page. So now the mod search has these like merge and upload steps related to indexing. And we have here apply more CPU to Elasticsearch coordinating and increase the mod auth token expiration settings to 24 hours because our search, when we were re-indexing, it was failing. And we looked in the logs and it was like apparently they don't really the module itself for indexing doesn't handle RTR very well. So we got around that, or we think that was the problem because we saw it was like token expired in some of the logs, and it's like, okay, the mod search system user doesn't know how to do RTR. And so we increased that, and then we were able to finally finish indexing. And then we have all these for indexing. So that the indexing was tricky. Let's see, there's this full patron block synchronization that you could run, and I think we ended up running it anyways. Watch logs for DB timeouts. We have here some of the output that we saw. Oh, so I don't know how long it took because we didn't say how long it took. Anyways, there's this mapping rules update script. And then there's this mark validation thing that we're still waiting for people to decide what they want. So in Ramsons, there's this new mark validation. I wonder, let me see. In Folio Dev, I don't think there's anything in here that is like has any secrets in it. Does the sysops sig have a like a Google space, a Google Drive space, and I could make a copy and put it
Oh,
there?
good question. I'll find out. Think we had one.
Think if I Would it be like, don't know. Is there anything in here about Google Drive? Do you guys use Google Drive?
No.
Evil American
Maybe.
Google company. No, I'm just
Actually.
kidding. So
I
then.
think we have it in the let me see, in the onboarding page. I haven't used it for ages.
Oh, here.
Actually, I don't I have to register, but I'm not doing that because this is my private account. But I will send you the link in chat.
Apparently, I can access this. Oh, you don't want in here? Oh, I see.
Oh, this is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I clicked on this.
Yeah, this is the Google Drive of sysops, exactly.
Yeah, so let me make a copy. And No, I want to make a copy and then move the copy. Is that what I want to do? Move. I guess I can't move there. Why can't I move there? It's grayed out. It's probably because of. Well, this is not working out the way I wanted to. You know what? I'm gonna ask somebody who's more Google whatever. I'm gonna ask somebody here to help me with that. You don't need to watch me fumble through that. I will try to put it in that sysops sig drive.
Okay.
So we were filling time before you came on. We were talking about upgrading the Kesi
Oh, it's
and
great.
RAMSIG.
Great talk. Yeah, please go on.
Oh, you want me to continue? I don't think there's anything else to, I don't know, unless you have questions or.
I think that was actually really helpful and will prevent some errors. Just one thing I got to thinking, what's actually the difference between, well, could you simply scale down a copy to one in clustered mode, or does it then simply don't not do anything?
So I found that when I've tried to scale down, it's I think I've tried that before, and Hazelcast configuration doesn't like that.
Okay.
And so when, I think it's like there's the Hazelcast configuration. That when you scale it down, the Hazelcast configuration doesn't know that you scaled it down. And so maybe the stuff we saw in the logs is just red herring and it doesn't matter. But you would see stuff in the logs about, oh, the CP member is missing in the copy logs. And
Maybe you're losing quorum, and then
Yeah, and then
that
it
doesn't.
refuses to do anything. Yeah, possible. Okay, so you simply spin up a dev Okapi of the same version, which is fine because the copy itself is stateless, and then you sh simply shut it down again and spin up the clustered Okapi after that.
And every time we do that, we always cross our fingers that when we that it doesn't complain in the
Yeah.
logs, and it's like it gets stuck on, and usually the problem it'll get stuck on like I'm checking in to see what's been deployed and what has been enabled for the tenant, and if it comes across like a version mismatch, it complains. It's like, I can't do anything. And you
Yeah.
have to go and you have to look in the database tables for a copy and make sure that it likes the
Yeah.
data's consistent, or else it,
Yeah, we
data
had.
consistency, it's important.
Yeah, but we had a similar problem with like missing module descriptors, which is extremely annoying when Okapi refuses to even start because of missing module descriptors, because you don't can't use the API to reapply
So we
module descriptors.
got some PSQL scripts on the side for updating JSON blobs and Postgres tables.
Okay, interesting. I will probably keep trying it with clustered Okapi because it should work. So all the upgrade steps. I don't want to shut down Okapi for the other tenants or anything like this, but it's been helpful to hear your reasoning so that I can also double check the databases. Maybe I should write some scripts which compares the states like you have done with modules that want should be re registered and then in which tables they should appear in the database. And then obviously Okapi itself, what it's so that all three are consistent. What you want, what Okapi thinks is true, and what's in the database.
I want to say that when we run the script to enable the modules and we post the whole JSON for Ramson CSP6, and then we're curling to see what has been invoked, what's done, and what's pending. And then when things like seem to be pending for a, or invoked for a long time, and we've experienced this, it's just like it stops upgrading. So we look at the module logs and we look to see if there were like Liquibase database migrations that happened. And, we look for the tenant API calls that say, it finished doing the thing or it gets stuck. And sometimes we see it finish doing the thing, and then Okapi doesn't get the message that it finished doing the module upgraded. And so I think, and this happened a couple times in Ramsons, and I can't remember which modules they were.
Ah,
It, you know, it
that would
was
have been
like,
my next question.
yeah. I mean, I wonder if the pod is still there with the No, it wouldn't have the.
Yeah, it's fine. It's already helpful to know that you saw the effect of like that the actual upgrade worked, but it still got stuck because that's actually helpful. So in this case, does it help to simply redo the install API call? Because the obviously the actual work has already been done. So if you do it again, Okapi should then be faster. Is that the
No,
fix?
that's what we
Yeah,
do.
okay.
We kick it off again, the enable script, and it just is like, okay, this is already updated. This is already updated.
Yeah, exactly. It's way faster then, and then it gets the message from the already completed one correctly, and then it carries on.
Oh, okay. I was gonna try to look at proxy tenant sol install endpoint, but it's cleared out now because
Yeah, it's fine.
when we
The effect itself
uninstall
is
and
already.
reinstall, it clears out. But I was going to see if like which ones, you could see from the output like which ones got stuck. But it got
Sweet.
stuck a couple times,
A couple of times, okay.
some of them. And then I always go like, I do the upgrade with Josh, and he's probably running the stuff from the pod that we have in the cluster, and then I'm logged into the database and I'm looking at the tenants table to see what's enabled. And so it would having a script or just checking is always good.
I actually don't have like a script that's watching the tenant enable the stuff, but you can simply call the API during the upgrade.
Yeah, that's true. But the API should be getting from the database the information. It shouldn't be caching. Anyways,
It would be interesting to find out the reason for the mismatch. I mean, if even if it caches, it should be working correctly in th like updating it correctly.
I know.
So and on what database version are you then? Are you on 16?
It's Postgres 16.
But you did those upgrades before, or when did you up or on which database version did you run Quesnelia before? Was that already 16 or?
It's a no, yeah. We went when we upgraded to Quesnelia, we upgraded the database to from 14 to 16. I think that's what we did.
Because we were running in a problem.
Yeah, into a weird issue, but that's probably very specific to us. Because if you like on the latest Quesnelia CSP, when you upgrade it, it's not a problem anymore. So we had the problem that some database functions require another database function, and the search path was missing. So our automatic like database upgrade, so the PG underscore upgrade, I think it's called, was failing because like it couldn't find the correct function, and we had to manually fix that. And we also found like in the newest version of mod circulation storage, so the newest CSP, this function was fixed.
The newest Quesnelia CSP has
Yeah,
this fixed,
Chesney,
yeah.
exactly. It's because we also want to like have the database on 16 before we try the ransoms upgrade, obviously.
But the issue that the Jira issue that describes the fix does not is not made because upgrade failure, but it is made because someone couldn't run vacuum DB on the schema, and so that's maybe an unknown problem or undocumented problem, but yeah.
I'm trying to look at the release notes. We are still running CSP 8 for Quesnelia.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So maybe
So,
that was actually fixed in an earlier CSP than we are
or
running.
someone fixed it for you, and it's just you have to add the schema name in the function for the call on the other function. So maybe if you have a Postgres admin that is good in his work, maybe he fixed it for you.
I don't know. I do know that our Postgres setup is different because when we're using PG Pool, and so when there's a new module or a new schema, actually, I should go look back at that. We have to add a user to PG Pool for that new schema, so that it could get created and stuff. So let me look
Yeah,
at
but
that information.
maybe you did not do an in-place upgrade for the database. Maybe you used another thing like
Oh.
dump and restore on from dump from the old database server to ro restore to another database server or something like that. Maybe
Yes.
you didn't run into the same problem because you used another
Yeah.
upgrade
Yeah,
procedure.
we had a completely new Postgres 16 stack. So then we just moved the data over
Okay.
and
Yeah.
using.
Then you probably don't get this problem
Yeah.
either. Yeah.
I want to say that there was something, but it could have just been our own faultiness with the flags on PG dump or something. Like when we were like missing a bunch of indexes. But I think that was a human error with PG dump and restore. I don't recall a missing function.
Yeah, in our case, the actual PG restore failed because it was missing the function. So it simply stopped at that point and reset itself. So we are currently using the Zalando Postgres operator, which has like an inbuilt in-place upgrade script, which does a bunch of checks and a bunch of like then migration and stuff. And if that just detects it doesn't work, it simply resets. Yeah, interesting. Thank you. Very helpful. I'm currently in the process of running this on like some temporary clones, so we can then try it with some test instances. Yeah, but in our case, it will be needed that Okapi simply runs through and that we don't unsecure the supertenant, but I'm relatively confident that that works. But you reminded me that I need to look up the like the RTR settings we have, if there's anything like if you simply have them enabled everywhere, then it needs more work and insight.
I'm just posting the Jira issue that we found that if it is not fixed, does not make a or ma makes the Postgres upgrade fail. I just posted in the Folio sysops. I think it was what circulation storage 72.4 or before that have the problem.
I think 17.2.2.4.
Yeah. So, if anyone accounts occurs to encounter the same problem, maybe he will find it in Slack.
No.
Huh. Schema name should not be embedded in SQL function body. Okay. Normalize
Yes.
ISBNs.
Yeah, it's just inside the upgrade procedure. It tries to restore all the objects and functions, and it is more picky than the old Postgres version, so it fails just.
So this is in Ramsons.
Oh, it's not a problem in
No.
Ramsons, I think. It's only
No, no, no.
if you try to upgrade a Quesnelia installation and you don't have the latest Quesnelia CSP, then and you do a Postgres update there, then you run into the problem.
Yes.
But it was not easy to find.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what versions we have.
So the Quasnelia version, the latest is I think 17.2.6,
Yeah, we
and
have
the
two
Ramsons
versions.
versions are .3 or .4, so 17.3.6 and 17.4.0, but that could be Sunflower then.
Yeah, no, so our Quasnelia is version, we're running 17.2.4. So we upgraded from 17.2.4 to
Ramsons.
17.3 something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't run into the problem because you didn't do an in-place database upgrade.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, just looking at the version of Circ storage that's running in our test environment, it's been restarting with out of memory problems, for the
Yeah.
past, like just randomly past week. And I noticed that the other day, and I was trying to track down why.
Yeah. We see that more and more that we have to change the or try to to change the resource requests and limits for modules. To when it did I did at Monday I restarted all modules in our production environment and mod inventory did not come up. It did run for I think weeks or a month and without problems. But in the meantime we added I think two more tenants and load of data and so it did run, but it did not start anymore. It needed I had to push it from 1.5 GB RAM to 4 GB to make it run again or to make it start again. That's crazy sometimes. You see it running, it's right like a rock and but if you restart it or if something else happens, then you get errors. Yeah. But I did take the resource requests and limits from the Bugfest environments from Ramsons, just yeah. And I think we will have to check all the modules if they have at least these resource requests and limits.
Yeah.
I think that's a reasonable starting setup.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll show you. This might be interesting. So this is Karoot. This is mod circulation storage for the past week. And this is the Ramsons version that we're running. And so, yeah, it says that it restarted 15 times with an OOM. And so we look here, memory usage for this container, and we have three of them. So our limit is 1.28 G. But I don't know. And then here are the events. It's not like, so I wonder if this is related to like maybe some timer, a copy timer for some circulation thing occurs and It just needs a lot of memory for that, for those instances. I don't know.
Let me check. Do we have mod circulation storage? Well, we have 500 meg, I think.
It's, we also, let's see, we have burstable. I mean, there's got to be a way to configure it so that I mean, yeah, I guess we just have to bump up the memory limits. So what do you have on yours?
For mod circulation storage,
Yeah.
500 megabyte.
Oh, so this is way more. I just want to see if there's like.
But this is Chrisnidia, not RamSense. I can check
Right. Yeah.
our RamSense test environment. But it's not really, they don't really do tests there.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't changed any of the resourcing between these modules, between Kesnilia and Ramsons for, but maybe we do, because of this random out of memory stuff. And I wish I could see like what is causing it. I don't know. I'd have to like try to relate some of these errors to like when it went out of memory. And I don't know. Like, okay, sure, there is this error, but is that when was that one of the out of memory events? I don't know. Anyways. Well, we're almost at time, and I'm sure Ingolf wanted to talk about Eureka stuff, but there's no time right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and my next thing will be to deploy the Eureka UI, and it's really like similar to the Okapi stuff, where I'm wondering very much if this can be. This is a documentation, so obtain the source code for the Eureka UI from GitHub. Platform complete. Well, I'm not having platform complete. I'm having
LSP.
platform minimal. So that's the first obstacle. So when I go to platform complete snapshot, it has a folder Eureka TPL and it has a stripes config.js with this is Eureka. It has
Yeah.
Kong URL, tenant URL, and keycloak URL. And it says, kindly modify the template in
Yeah.
accordance with the existing value. So I don't know what kindly modify means, but I what I'm doing then is I'm searching in the early adopters channel and I found an answer by Jason. And I mean, I don't, maybe this is too much detail, but I thought at first these are variables. There must be some reason that these are variables. So I expect they are re by replaced by the right value, but I don't want to rely upon this. I think
So
that's
I
for the automatic development environment. So I think you really
Ah.
need to set them yourself because
Okay, thank you.
depends on how you access Kong from the outside. So there has to be like the URL you can
Exactly.
exit. Yeah.
So then I
Yeah.
edited this and then the JSON root posted its values. So I put my values here. These are
Yeah.
my values. Where I don't know this I know, this I know, I don't know about this one because I'm not having the UI, I'm just building it. So I just put the name of the tenant and I hope the system will then use this, you know. And then I don't know what this is. This is from JSON root. He, of course, he has DieQ. I messed up my DieQ, so I'm using DieQ 2. Okay, tenant options. Don't know what this is, but the
This
name
is
DieQ. Okay, and what is this?
that I could answer that. That is the key cloak client ID that the UI uses to log in and authenticate. So it's going to be the tenant ID dash application, typically, if you've set it up according to how everybody else has set it up. So for ours, it's school application.
Well, this is what?
Ours is Sewell, SUL dash
Ah, so
application, because our tenant ID is
can I
SUL.
look that in KeyCloak? Can I look that up in KeyCloak? In my KeyCloak's
But what you have here is it looks
Can I
correct.
look that up? Yeah. Can I look that up here? Is it in here?
It should be in there, and it should be also in Vault, I think.
I forgot how to log in. If it's not admin,
I forgot how to log in too.
I don't Ah, it's admin. So, what was that? Client ID. Client ID. Can you see that here?
Yeah. No, I don't see client ID. I think it's
Clients, client list.
yeah,
Ah,
it's on the
okay.
client
Yeah,
list.
there. Okay, thank you. I trust that it's right then. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
and
and then this is all form platform complete. So what I did here, I erased every module which is not in platform minimal, which leaves me with a very, very small number of modules, but that's what it is, isn't it? There are no visible apps. I wondered. I hoped I have at least users, because it deploys users, but it doesn't have the users UI. My platform minimal. So,
okay. That's weird.
so I don't know what I expect from this. I will see nothing. I will see that the login works, and then I will see nothing.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Yeah, then to construct the URI, Eureka, Stripes platform, please execute a series of command using yarn. For building the Eureka UI with a container image, it suffices to utilize the following Docker file. Okay, let's look at the Docker file. So this is the same thing as for Okapi. This is platform complete. It's the same repo. It's just a different branch. It's a snapshot branch. You
And my
know,
guess would be that the
snapshot.
Docker file is really similar as well.
Exactly. And the Docker file. Yeah, the Docker file is even the same, you know. Okay, it's a
But
different branch.
makes sense.
No, it's a
There's
different
nothing.
branch. Different branch. So, and then I find out Okapi URL. This is again from JSON root. I have to put the Kong URL and my
Yes.
tenant ID. This is pretty simple. You can do nothing wrong here. These are just these two things. And
Yeah.
the reference below here.
Yes.
And this is all cold coffee.
Yeah.
So please obtain the source code for the Eureka UI from the GitHub repository. We have seen that. Modify the configuration template. I've done that with you. At the platform. And now my question is the following. At the platform complete packages. Add to the platform complete package JSON
Dependency section the following lines. Yeah, I can do this. But my question is this the correct package JSON for platform minimal? This has all modules. Don't I have to erase all of the modules here? But it says nothing here in the, yeah, that's my question. And it says
Yeah,
nothing about this.
you gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, right,
mean,
Charlene.
yeah,
I
I
have
mean
to run
they're
this and
not
then I see
selling
will I
it.
get 100 errors or 80 errors for each module or
Yeah,
not.
you could. Yeah, I don't know actually. I was just wondering if you could just leave all those dependencies and
Yeah.
deploy it and the
Yes. I was
UI will
also
just.
wondering. I think so, actually, because the stripes config controls which front-end modules actually get installed. So if the dependencies has it and the stripes config does not, it actually
Yeah.
doesn't get added
It
during the build step. I can't guarantee that you get no errors, but
doesn't
the
harm.
final
But
product should be then the
yes.
minimal one.
But isn't this for me, this is garbage. I don't include platform complete. I have to change this. Don't I have to? Or what?
I
Or not?
actually don't know if that name matters.
Yeah, I'm not sure it matters.
And I not have a 1.1.0 snapshot. I have something. I can look it up, but not. Yeah, I mean that's the file from for the thing you are building, so that will be put into the container then you are running, but it doesn't matter, so because nothing depends on this.
I
I
have
don't
this
think it
one.
should matter, but I'm actually not sure. I've never changed those values.
Oh, I have
I'm
this one.
trying
This
to
I have
see what.
obtained from Vasir. So I actually don't know what this is. This is some snapshot. Minimal Folium platform installation. Okay, there's
That
something in the
email.
chat. Oh, okay. See you. Good weekend. UI modules. Hello? I'm trying to
UI
see what
modules.
we did. I mean, of course we did platform complete because it's just easier.
But what do you mean? Of course, if you do first, didn't you do platform minimal at first?
No. We
When, why
entitled.
should you? You immediately, because everyone is doing that, I thought. You're first Really?
supposed, yeah, in the
Well,
Eureka, you first do platform minimal, and platform minimal is part of the complete platform, and then you install the other platforms. This is how my understanding. we are doing platform complete because we are trying to figure out how to do this for reals in production. So we're not going to do one step and then the other. I mean, we entitled platform minimal and then we entitled platform
Yeah.
complete,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, but
for the
so
UI
but
build,
why didn't
we
you do
did.
this one then? Because you don't, what you are currently doing is only the front end container. That has nothing to do with what's actually registered on the formerly Okapi now
Yeah,
Bitcoin
sure.
side. So
But
you
Shelley,
don't need to
did you
build a
but
minimal.
Shelley, did you I don't understand this now. Did you not start with this one? Only the deployment of the minimal modules. I don't know if this will work now, probably not. No. I mean,
You installed all 80 modules at once or
no, I okay, let me
this is
yes,
red.
we deployed platform minimal. We
Yeah.
entitled platform minimal.
Yeah.
And then we did the step of adding the Eureka admin user and stuff like that.
Yes, and then
And then we deployed the platform complete
oh,
module.
really? You didn't never deploy the UI for
We didn't
platform minimal?
test the UI part on platform.
Ah,
We're right now, we just went,
interesting.
we skipped that part because
Ah,
we're
you
like,
skipped it. Yeah,
we
thank
need
you.
to
That's the
do
answer.
platform complete anyways. So let's go back and figure out the bugs for deploying platform complete and entitling platform complete. And so now we are actually, we have our stripes build for platform complete on Eureka and we're working through a nasty login problem that we have. We're getting help from
Yeah, I've
external
seen this.
developers on. So that's where we're at. But I wanted
Yeah,
to.
interesting. So maybe that will be my first step too. The next step too. I can just, I have learned I can skip this. This is
Yeah, I
completely different.
mean.
Or this is a bit different. For me, this is different because I need to build an image here. I have to put it in some repo, which I have never done. And then I have to deploy it on Kubernetes, which I have never done because I'm running ZioCarpi stuff without Kubernetes, you know. So
Yeah.
I think I should go through this. Maybe you don't need to because you do this with Kubernetes anyway, but I must go to this through this.
Yeah.
Genau, then lock in screen logo,
I mean,
fine tune.
I could show you real quick how we do this.
Yeah, sure.
So let me share my screen.
Oh, okay.
We have this Folio Platform Complete repo that we forked from Folio.org. And we actually, I don't th I think we pulled in the latest, but let me go back here. We have, oh, I think it's branches that we use for this. We check out a new branch for the namespace that we're deploying to. And I'm just gonna go to Eureka Folio Dev. And then we make some commits to our own repo for, the configuration changes that you need to make. And then we have a GitHub workflow that does the Docker build, and we put it here in GitHub. So if we go to
GitHub workflow.
we go to packages, and there's documentation on how to do this. So then we host for ourselves our own image, and then when we
Wait. Can you show me the workflow? GitHub workflow.
So, yeah, I could show you,
I
and
have never
can't really
been.
answer questions because Josh set this up.
GitHub workflow,
But
GitHub
it's this.
workflows. Can you share this? Is this public?
This
No.
is public.
Oh.
This one
Ah,
is.
can you share this?
I can put it in. I'll put it in the Slack.
I've never used GitHub workflows, so.
I want to say that I don't, well, because this is a public repo, I don't know about this GitHub token, and I have a feeling that we're just using Josh's personal GitHub
No.
token here. And
Oh.
Deal at Sewell DLSS, my organization, has a Docker Hub account, but the other teams have already used up all the licenses to publish images there. So yeah, you could put your image here in GitHub, or you could put your image in Docker Hub, or your own, I
But
don't
there are
know.
two things. If you build the image, and where do you put this? What is it? A Docker repo? I don't have a Docker repo. At least I'm not aware of it. Or maybe I've built one 5 years ago, so I
Yeah,
never used it.
there's you could read up in the GitHub documentation on this. Like I said, I'm not I didn't set this up, so I'm a little
Can you show me your Docker repo? Where is this? Is this a.
well, the image is
Yeah,
here
where's the
in
image?
GitHub. So I don't
Image is in GitHub. Where?
this is just using I this note has got to be wrong because we're not pushing it to Docker Hub. It's not in Docker Hub. This is incorrect. It's on the GitHub container registry. Because like if I go to
GitHub
Docker
container.
Hub,
Just, huh?
And I look for our organization.
Hub.docker.com. That's a GitHub container registry or what?
This is different. This is Docker Hub container registry. And all this stuff, like I said, the other teams have used up all our licenses for DLSS. So we don't have platform complete up here. We have it in the GitHub. So like I think if you go here and you go to packages, we've been building our stuff here. So if
Packages, okay.
there's gotta be like a if you just search container registry. I thought maybe there would be a help section here. I don't know. In
Okay.
the GitHub documents, you could look into it, but you could.
Yeah, I need to look for what. Okay, search for
Yeah.
container registry.
Yeah, we're doing the GitHub container registry for posting or for the image.
In GitHub.
Yeah. And we've been doing that since Folio, since we went
That's
to
forever.
Folio.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm gonna go because
Oh.
it's past time and
It's evening here anyway.
The recordings are posted, so the WolfCon session that Josh and I did is available for watching.
Oh, I need to
Oh,
look for the
perfect.
recording. Yeah, thank you for
Yeah.
reminding me.
Yeah.
Okay. I will look at it.
Okay. See you guys next time.
Thank you, Shelley. See you.
Yep, see you.
See you, Florian. I will stay in and copy the chat. For today, and just need to send.